Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Revertans, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Revertan, and let's do this. This Parsha is Parshas Chayei Sarah, and it's a bit of an emotional roller coaster. Death. Shidduchim, followed by more death. The parsha starts with the death of Sarai Menu at 127 years old. A grief-stricken Avram buys Ma'aris HaMachpelah from Ephron HaChiti for the grand price of 400 shekel, which in those days was a lot of money. At this point, Avram calls Eliezer and tasks him with finding a wife for Yitzchak. He has Eliezer swear that he won't take a woman from the local Kanani tribe and instead travel to Aram, his hometown, to find a woman there. So Eliezer travels to Aram and asks Hashem to fulfill the sign he sets out so he knows he's found the right woman. The simon was that he'd go hang out at the well and ask for a drink. The right woman would offer water to his camels as well. Rivka came along and fulfilled the simon. Even better, Eliezer found out that she's Avram's great niece. Hooray! Rivka's family agrees to the shidduch, and the two of them head back to Canaan. Rivka then sees Yitzchak coming back from the field. She quasi falls off her camel, and they marry. Yitzchak is finally comforted over the death of his mother, Sarah. Next, Avram Avinu remarries and has a bunch more kids. And interestingly, before he died, he gave these other children gifts and sent them away. And everything else, which was mostly everything, was given to Yitzchak. Avram then died at the age of 175. And was buried next to Sarah in Ma'aris HaMachpelah by both Yitzchak and Yishmael. The end of the Parsha goes through Yishmael's descendants, and then Yishmael passes away at the age of 137. Moving on to our little Dvar Torah, I want to once again pick at something that always bugged me. Skipping ahead a few Parshios to where Rivka has Yaakov take Esav's place to get the brachos from Yitzchak, I always had the question, how could Rivka do that? Why didn't she just talk to Yitzchak? What is going on here? Again, I'm going to defer to the Netziv to answer this. In this week's Parsha, when Rivka meets Yitzchak for the first time, the language of the Pasuk is Vatipol Me'al Hagamal. Mefarshim have many ways of understanding Vatipol. The Netziv goes with the straightforward, she fell. The follow-up question is, why? What made her fall? And the Netziv answers that when she saw Yitzchak for the first time, she was taken by his greatness, and a fear came over her, and that's why she fell. This fear explains a lot of Rivka's reactions and actions throughout the upcoming Parshios. She wasn't comfortable addressing things head-on, like her difficulties during her pregnancies and Yaakov and Esav's differences. Regarding Yitzchak, the Pasuk says that Yitzchak loved her unequivocally. There's no judgment in what the Netziv is saying, just that it is. And besides for me finding an answer, finding the whole thing fascinating, I also find it humbling. My question assumes that there's a right and wrong here, and the Netziv is like, nope. These are the dynamics of this relationship. Every relationship has something else going on. Will I have more questions on the emails? Probably. Will I try to be less egocentric? Try is the operating word here. Wishing you a good Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.